Different from the previous yellow-green paint, the new Y-20 has been repainted a dark gray, signifying the aircraft's trials have entered a new phase. The large and multifunctional transport aircraft can carry out long-range transportation missions even under difficult weather conditions. Tang Jun, chief commander of Y-20 Research Project, says the aircraft is a big step forward for China's aviation industry.
The successful first flight of the Y-20 indicates the gap between China and American and European transporters is shortening. In some areas, we're even at the same level with those countries who manufacture such transporters.
Guo Jiaodian, deputy chief designer of China Aviation Industry Heavy Transport Aircraft, says the designs of many parts of the Y-20 were self-developed.
The design of the wings is the most complicated and advanced part in terms of aerodynamics. We can see that Y-20 has leading edge slat and trailing edge flap. These are designed to provide enough lift for such a heavy transporter so the takeoff and landing distances can be shortened.
One of the most important features of the Y-20 is its overall takeoff weight is 220 tons. It can be used for military operations, disaster relief, and rescue work. Du Wenlong, a military commentator, says the ability to develop such a heavy transport aircraft is a demonstration of a country's comprehensive power from its economy to its technology.
I think one of the difficulties is the dynamic system. It requires high propulsion and low fuel consumption. The engine technology is the key technology. It's hard to develop totally relying on your own capability. Another difficulty is the trunk of the aircraft. Because the weight heavy transporters are required to carry is way more than the ordinary flights, it's very demanding on the material used in building the plane as well as the cabin design. So the heavy transporters can transport large-scale cargo, machines, and equipment. Plus, the safety design is very demanding. Because fighter jet pilots can eject in a parachute when there is an emergency situation, big planes don't have such safety measures, so the heavy transporters need to be very safe for pilots. That's why many countries can manufacture fighter jets, but they can't build heavy transporters.
The Y-20 was developed by Xi'an Aircraft Industry Group, a subsidiary of China's leading military aircraft maker, the Aviation Industry Corporation of China. The Y-20 project was initiated in 2007. It only took 5 years to turn it from draft on paper into the real transporter. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.